infinitely subtle
is rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of ages. Now we see it, hear it, receive and maintain it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning.
So to be on this path is to be unstained. And to be unstained does not mean that you try forcefully to exclude intention or discrimination, or that you establish a state of non-intention. Being unstained cannot be intended or discriminated at all. So this perhaps at first, this faith that we cultivate, that maybe this might be true, that our true nature, that our Buddha nature, that this one seated on this seat might be unstained. And that's often hard for us to believe. And maybe we think, well, someday. If I'm lucky, if I could just practice hard enough, if I could just tame this wild mind, if I could get my shit together. If life would stop getting in my way, if I just had the time, maybe if I were more dedicated, determined, if I had more willpower, skill, I could eventually build this great and noble thing, this unstained one, but probably not. But we're here, and everyone seems so earnest. So we sit quietly and practice, or look like we're practicing. And hope no one can tell. So maybe we strive. and we exert our effort and our will, try to build something from the ground up. And then we get distracted, we get tired, and then we don't strive and we don't build. Maybe we sleep a little bit or a lot. And then we feel guilty. So we strive again. And our wise and compassionate teacher, Dogen, who has been there, who knows this intimately through his own long experience, tells us tries to guide us. Don't worry so much about that. This unstained nature, this compassionate heart, this great love is not something that we construct. We don't have to make it. We don't have to will it forward. It is already here. We are unstained. We are compassion. We are mercy. We are, by our nature, love itself. Whether we intend it or not. Whether we forcefully exclude intending it or not. Whether we discriminate or not. Why cling to the edge? What if? We let go and embody this faithfulness in our unstained nature. What if intention is unstained? What if discrimination is unstained? What if sleepiness is unstained? What if confusion is unstained? What if forgetfulness is unstained? What if shame is unstained? What if heartache is unstained? What if being this one, arising out of the mystery and vanishing into the mystery, is undeniable?
Dogen tells us, spring has the tone of spring, and autumn has the scene of autumn, There is no escaping it. So when you want autumn, when you want spring or autumn to be different from what it is, notice that it can only be as it is. Or when you want to keep spring or autumn as it is, reflect that it has no changing nature. What arises for me as this life I've created with my father, I can see us in the kitchen, probably bickering. But sometimes I look at him and I think, how could this ever be any different? This is everything. This is it right here, and it will never change. And I know that isn't the case, but I can't imagine beyond that. And I also see that he's changing all the time. And I try and stop that. I try and stop the changes. Rushing out to eye doctors and ear doctors. But despite my best efforts, he keeps changing. And despite my best efforts, I can't stop believing that it will always be this way. And then sometimes when I'm sitting having dinner with him, my mother pops up and I'm suddenly in the garden with her, and she's struggling to tell me something. And this is a scene that happened and I'm right there. Right there in the garden. And she's trying to tell me what she hasn't been able to say all her life. I love you. And I feel the same pain in my heart. And I look up, and there's my father. What is this food on the plate? I can't see it. What are you feeding me? We didn't eat this when I was growing up. Spring doesn't hinder autumn. Autumn doesn't block spring. Spring flows into autumn, and autumn flows into spring. Sitting in the garden with my mother doesn't block my father complaining about his dinner. And my father complaining about his dinner doesn't intrude on my mother sitting in the garden. When you understand a moment of no understanding does not come and hinder understanding, and understanding does not break no understanding. Instead, understanding and no understanding are just like spring and autumn. So my experience of this that koan, that's the one you're working on. Ah, perfectly clear. Oh, wonderful. And then the next time, opening up the same koan and looking at it. Did I do this koan once? And all the cranky gears in my head, the rest of you have digital brains, but mine's still with the rusty old crank. And I can even hear it going, wow, what was it? So this last encapsulation by Dolgen is a great relief, because non-understanding doesn't hinder understanding. When you understand, a moment of no understanding does not come and hinder understanding. And understanding does not break no understanding. Instead, understanding and no understanding are just like sitting in the garden with my mother and eating dinner at the table with my father.
If only everything were other than it is. If only things were other than they are, things would be different. But in fact, things are as they are. And this is where we meet our lives. This language of unstained, I think to our ears can have a Judeo-Christian Tide laundry detergent kind of thing. That, oh, we gotta get the stain out. Bring me the Zen Tide. Maybe that's what we're hearing out there. But I actually think this may be a woodworking metaphor. And as someone who does some woodworking, polishing sticks that I pick up off the ground, when I pick up a stick, when I find a stick, all I can see is its general shape. And it just looks like a tree portion that fell off a tree. And yet, with sanding it vigorously, this is like the practice of Zen in our life. We are vigorously sanded by each other, the universe and all beings, and our own inner arisings. And it gradually changes and gets worn smooth. But still, it kind of just looks a little bit like a smooth stick. But when we cover it, wipe it with oil, uncolored, unstained oil, then all of its specificity, all of the things we may have imagined were imperfection, shine forth beautifully as character, as luminous uniqueness. To be on this path is to be unrequiring of stain. We let the polishing oil of Zazen bring forth our luminous selves just as we are. We don't become a different being. But we are able to participate with all things in the universe in shining with their own light. It's like not wishing for more color or brightness when viewing flowers or the moon. And yet, sometimes we wish for more colors or brightness when viewing flowers or the moon. Sometimes what arises from our specific heart is a deeply heartfelt, urgent wish for things to be different. And this too is it. Even that heart rending, break, opening quality of wishing that autumn were just different than it is. That too is as it is. There's a recursion. We can meet even our inability to accept things as they are with acceptance. And if we can't, then we can meet our inability to accept our inability to meet things as they are with acceptance. At some point, this goes back an infinite number of recursions, but at some point, we have to notice, okay, so this is how it is. This is the heart, mind, body, karma. These are the specificities that I have to work with. This is the one. This is the one who is here now. And so, even amid wishing for autumn or the moon to have more color or light, this is enough. And it's not enoughness. It's not enoughness is enough. That is the indestructible not enoughness, the unconditional not enoughness. When you understand, a moment of no understanding does not come and hinder understanding. And understanding does not break no understanding. Sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's the other. Sometimes I say red is not a failed version of blue. Red is red and blue is blue. Understanding and not understanding are like this. Clarity and confusion are like this. Insight and being completely unable to remember what was so insightful that I just fucking realized is like this. We make space for all of it. Arising as it arises, changing essencelessly as it changes. And we entrust the entirety of the universe to the universe. The poem we read by Izumi Shikibu, she says, the way I must enter leads through darkness to darkness. O moon above the mountain's rim, please shine a little further. Please shine a little more on my path. My path from the darkness here to the darkness ahead. This path of beyond knowing, no knowing. This path that doesn't get to be discerned in its entirety. We just take a step, meeting what comes, meeting it as spring, meeting it as summer, meeting it as fall, meeting it as winter, meeting it as love, meeting it as grief, meeting it as clarity, or as confusion. All of it, just as it is.
So you're invited to sit comfortably and